Forced early retirement, more of a reality in 2020, and it's hitting close to home. It's time to take control and stay on your retirement trajectory. Shore up your strategies with a written retirement plan, a financial roadmap from Coach Pete and the team. This is a limited time offer for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000. The first 10 callers will receive a copy of Coach Pete's book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The White House is defending President Biden's decision to travel to Delaware this weekend despite CDC health recommendations. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends that Americans forego travel because of the coronavirus pandemic. But that didn't stop the president from traveling to his Delaware home. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says when the president travels, it's far less risky than the sort of commercial travel that Americans are being urged to avoid.
Any president of the United States, Democrat or Republican, obviously takes Air Force One, a private plane, when they travel.
She says the president plans to watch the Super Bowl on Sunday and spend time with his family. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene held a press conference this morning after House Democrats stripped her of two committee assignments. And she says Republicans should know who runs their party, Donald Trump.
He was a president that wanted every single person to achieve. And that's why we supported him. That's why I've always supported him. And I want to tell you, Republican voters support him still. The party is his. It doesn't belong to anybody else.
Green also accused news organizations of addicting our nation to hate. Democrats hold the majority, but with division within their own ranks, they may have to soften their drive toward a $15 an hour minimum wage.
Already facing GOP accusations of using their COVID-19 bills as a liberal wish list, Democrats now face intra-party divisions over the minimum wage hike and its potential impact on employers. Virginia Senator Tim Kaine says, quote, "I support the increase in the federal minimum wage to the $15 level." Majority Whip Dick Durbin of Illinois showing some flex when he says that when to raise the minimum wage and by how much remains open to discussion. Bob Agner reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 92 points, the NASDAQ rose 78. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our cat Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Zippy and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Don't start your heating system this winter without a safety and efficiency check by Home Air Conditioning. Safety is a must. Call Danny at 878-8367. That's 878-8367 or online at homeairlv.com.
Home Air Conditioning. Get a 21-point inspection for just $59.
When it comes to air conditioning, don't let the sharks take advantage of you. Before you call those national chains or commit to an overpriced air conditioner, save money. Call Home Air Conditioning. Get a technician, not a salesman. License number 51994. Call Danny for a price on a new air conditioner at 878-8367, Home Air Conditioning.
Now get a safety check and heating tune-up for just $59.
It's 4:04. This KMCQ Newsflash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. As frustrations grew from some residents seeking second doses of their COVID-19 vaccine, the Southern Nevada Health District has dropped its requirement for appointments at the Las Vegas Convention Center's vaccination site. Now, they want to make way for walk-ins, so the health district officials say they have canceled all of those first dose appointments at the convention center, and appointments literally shouldn't have been made in the first place. Those cancellations will allow second dose walk-ins, but health district officials warn that just showing up will not assure you of getting a shot. That will be based on vaccine availability. So, Nevada no longer is one of the worst states in the country when it comes to the vaccination rates. The latest numbers from the CDC now rank the Silver State as the 12th worst. Until recently, Nevada had consistently ranked in the bottom five of COVID-19 vaccines per capita. Well, a U.S. company that provides customer service and information technology support is closing its Las Vegas office. Sky Enterprises has told state officials it intends to shut down its Las Vegas operations beginning on April 1st. Some 240 workers will be jobless.
KCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, Friday afternoon, and we are getting some reduced speeds right now on the Beltway, 215 south at Decatur, 215 westbound at Jones. Lane restrictions slowing things down, 215 west at Tenaya. And look for some heavy volumes on Interstate 15 northbound at Hacienda.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through, or doesn't do, when followed through, the exact opposite.
Check it out.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
More and more of you are discovering Live and Local right here on AM 670 KMZQ. So happy with you. We began this adventure on June 8th, and it continues on. I'm so excited, so excited. Joining us now, a guy who's been on this show many, many times. He knows a lot about what's going on in our schools because he's a former Clark County School Board trustee. He is Kevin Child, and he joins us. And I'm sure his mom's listening as well. Kevin, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm absolutely wonderful, Kevin, and thank you for having me on your show. And I look forward to the conversation we're going to have today.
Well, this is important because the Clark County School District is in a race against time trying to get kids back in the classroom, even if it's only on a K through 3 or a pre-K through 3 basis. A lot of teachers are balking. I've talked with a number of teachers that simply don't want to go back into the classroom yet. They don't feel safe. They can't get the vaccine. And it's been a real struggle. Kevin, tell me where we are right now from what the board has done, the deadlines that are set, and exactly what we're looking at here over the next few weeks.
Well, as you know, that there's online learning, and that's what the extent is right now. And then March 1st, they're supposed to bring back the first grade to third grade back into face-to-face, and they'll be on a day-by-day basis. There'll be alternative schedules. And so to this is, again, will it be safe? Yeah, it should be, because remember, we had the CDC director, Rochelle Walensky. She said it was safe to go back into schools. And remember, Kevin, all the way back in October, they were telling everybody that we should be able to go and do face-to-face learning. So what we're looking at is most of our private schools in our valley, Kevin, is they're all face-to-face right now. Have you heard any outbreak of COVID-19?
No. No, not in fact, not at all. But I do understand the teachers. For instance, the 60-plus-year-old teachers who just don't want to go back. They don't feel safe. They feel like they are especially at risk.
And that's understandable. And, again, if you do not feel safe, I don't want you to go back in. Because we have, remember, 18,000 teachers. And I'm sure that, like I said, the union, which represents, they say 18,000, but they only represent about 53% of those 18%, so almost half. So you have to understand is, why don't you ask and put somebody on a roster and say, let's go ahead and you sign up whoever wants to go in class learning. That would be a concept, wouldn't it, Kevin?
Oh, no, absolutely. The question is, are you going to have enough teachers for online and for in-class learning, or are they going to be the same teachers?
Well, you're going to have the same teachers if they're going to go online or in learning face-to-face. Because, again, you have only 18,000 teachers. And remind yourself, when I was a school board trustee, we had 322,000 students in there back in 2017. We only have 305,000 students right now, as they're saying, in the Clark County School District.
So where are those students going? Is it they're just dropping out of the system, the pods? The micro schooling, homeschooling, where did they go?
Well, a lot of them went back to face-to-face learning in the private schools, and some of them just dropped out. They can't even find them. I talked to a couple of teachers the other day. These kids are not even showing up to school online. And this is what I have a concern about, because if they're not showing up online, I want all these kids to be safe. But here's another one. The taxpayers paying for these kids. And that $10,215, it follows the student, Kevin, because of AB 469. And that was the legislators, and that was the Republicans that passed that law that made sure that all dollars follow the student. And if you want to take your, and this is how important this is now about school choice, remember, that money should follow the student. If you want to take your kid out of public school, that money should go into the parent wants to say, I want to take my kid into private school, that money should follow that student in their private school. So the parents have a choice. And parents are waking up to this more and more each day, because they're seeing how failed the system is right now and how it's failing these kids really bad, Kevin.
Well, and we talked earlier in the show with the state director of Nevada School Choice Coalition, Valerie Gurr, and they're poised to up the ante on this thing with pods and with micro schools and different things like that. What do you see as the future for education? And is it always going to be brick and mortar schooling, or is there a possibility that we've discovered something in the micro schools and the pods that are a different way of educating our kids?
Well, absolutely. People are looking for alternatives right now, and they're looking at the best route possible. And this is the problem, is that we're going to look at more, you're going to probably look at more people investing in brick and mortar schools and doing online schools and other avenues. Because again, there's some kids that need to go to those brick and mortar schools. There's some kids that are high. They don't have to, they're high intelligence. They don't have to stay in brick and mortar because they can learn online. And now we see the adaptability of what's going on. But again, we have a big failure rate right now because it's still in its infancies of what we're learning how to educate our kids. And there's no better way to educate our kids when you put somebody face-to-face with them. And let's face it, a lot of parents can't be face-to-face with their kids.
But even the kids that the A students that were A students, they're still A students with the online learning, the distance learning. But yet we have an increasing number of suicides, and I understand we just had at Chaparral another suicide just in the last couple of days. Did we not?
Yes, we did. We had a teen took his life over it. It was suicide at Chaparral, and that was the second student at Chaparral. And you have to understand, when you take kids away from, I call it social-emotional learning, because you have to have engagement. And a computer doesn't give you that much engagement. You need to have that person have fun, interact. I mean, you just can't do it on a computer. I mean, you can't watch the son, you can't watch the student on the computer as much as you can in person. And you have to understand is that we're up to 20 suicides. Student suicide this year at the Clark County School District. That's a problem. And I don't hear any of the trustees, they say, oh my gosh, it's a tragedy. No, there's a problem. You know, that's a three-alarm fire because, again, they're not training parents on how to help their students out or their son or daughter on how to cope with stuff because they're just not getting it, Kevin.
Let me ask you this whole notion of reopening the schools a little bit. Is there an effort either within the school board or the board of trustees, I should say, or elsewhere in the community to open up everything and just say, hey, it's all open?
Well, they haven't discussed that. Now they just want to go in baby steps. But if you're going to follow the science, and we've always said follow the science, well, the science has always been there since October is to let these kids go back into school safely. I get it. You have to have all your PPEs and all that and the money. But here's our deal is that Congress and Senate, they've spent $54 billion that haven't been out and allocated to these schools to open these up safely. Some money has came from some of the acts, but not all of it, Kevin. And it's still in a bank account in Washington.
And am I right? Do we at the Clark County School District have PPE already in storage, just taking up space? Am I right about that?
You're absolutely right, and they've said it over and over again. So again, but and lies the problem is, even when you go back to talking about the vaccines, as you talked earlier, there's teachers that have made appointments and they haven't still got calls back, Kevin, to get the vaccine. Now, to me, I know that the governor has been on today, this morning, talking about how Clark County's failed. No, that's not Clark County. That's the governor. He's the charge. He's the end-all, be-all of this. Why is he watching this a lot more closer and helping these kids? If he's really, let's focus on the kids instead of the politics of this whole thing. Because, again, there's teachers that will go back without a vaccine, and there's teachers that won't. Go back, that won't go in with a vaccine. They feel unsafe, and I get it. Let them teach at home because there's going to be a lot of parents. They're not going to want to send their children to school. So those kids get to do online, and the other kids do face-to-face. There is a solution to this, Kevin.
Now, in other states, in other communities, we see parents and other advocates actually going to court to force the school districts around the country to get these kids out of their homes and back into the schools. Is that something that could be a possibility here?
Well, what I'm hearing, and I've heard from some of the parents that they're thinking of doing a lawsuit with the state to get these kids back in. But I will keep you. I've been talking to numerous of parents, and again, it's going to probably be some money. But maybe there's an attorney that's listening to your show that wants to help out, because again, these kids should be back into school and they should be playing sports and they should be able to be a kid again. And this is the problem, that our adults in the room are acting like kids.
Well, and let me just ask you, because you know where all the bones are buried in the Clark County School District. You haven't been out of office that long. Could they, if they just made the decision, or if a court forced them to make a decision and said, get the kids back into brick-and-mortar schools, do it now. Not just pre-K through 3, but everybody. Could they do it?
Yes. Absolutely. You've had 9 months, Kevin, to know what's going on. Remember, some of these schools have been sitting, and remember, you're not paying money for these schools because nothing's going on. They've already probably saved some money. I know they lost students, and they lost that in their budget. But again, these schools have been sitting, doing nothing. And I'm hoping, and I haven't heard yet, if they're upgrading, you know, different filter systems throughout the schools. But you've got almost 28 schools that are brand new in the Clark County School District that already has the filtration system that would help out immensely if something of a pandemic were going through the building. And we have plenty of custodians to help clean those buildings also. And if they have to hire them, they actually probably have extra money for them to hire people to clean those buildings.
Well, I pray that we get this thing done quickly because our kids are at risk. And Kevin, you tell me again, Kevin Child, former school board trustee in the Clark County School District, the kids that are most at risk are the middle school and the high school. Those are the ones where the suicides are coming from, and yet they're not including them in this return to school thing on March 1st. Does that surprise you?
Yes, it does, because like I said, between 9 and 18 years old, that's where you're going to get your suicide kids from, because they're being challenged now, and they're feeling left alone. They don't hear it. I've talked to a parent the other day. His kids cry every time they have to get on that computer. And he has an elementary school a fourth grader, an eighth grader, and a junior. And they all complain each and every day.
Well, I pray that they get this done as sooner rather than later. Kevin Child, always good to visit with you. And we'll come back to you on a regular basis until we get our kids back in the schools, because we simply have to do it. Kev, yeah. Have a great weekend, my friend. Don't forget to be rooting for my Chiefs, okay?
Yeah, I'm off for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Sorry, buddy.
Oh, boy. Hey, Kev, thanks so much, man. I appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
You got it, my friend. Take care.
There you have it. Kevin Child, former Clark County School Board trustee, joining us right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Las Vegas Best Talk. Mike Gallagher, 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you, 9 to noon. Listen to Charlie Kirk, noon to 3. Drive home with Kevin Wall, 3 to 6. And end your day with Jim Bohannon, 7 to 10. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycry has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycry.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of watching your insurance rates go up year after year and not understanding why? If you haven't looked at your auto and homeowners insurance policies in the last 2 to 3 years, it's time to do it now. And my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are the folks to help you. With one phone call to Blue Sky, they can shop your policies with the highest rated carriers in Nevada. And they don't just do auto and homeowners insurance. They offer solutions for motorcycles, RVs, ATVs, boats, rental properties, commercial businesses, and more. Blue Sky Insurance is a brokerage, which means Steve and Amy represent you, not the insurance company. Making sure your family is protected is their top priority, and they help you do that at a fair price. I've been a client of Blue Sky for 3+ years. Their customer service, it's incredible. Call or text Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Earlier today at the White House, Nancy Pelosi met with the president and his staff. Afterwards, came out onto the driveway at the White House and sounded upbeat after that White House visit with the president, talking about the COVID-19 bill. This was Nancy Pelosi. This is Cut 5. This was Nancy Pelosi earlier today.
I'm here with our chairs of committee who have a direct input onto the Biden, the rescue plan that will be on the floor today. As we leave here, we'll go back to the Capitol. Mr. Hoyer, our distinguished leader, will take us to the floor with the package. Our distinguished chair of the Budget Committee, Mr. Yarmuth, will lead us in the debate this afternoon, early this afternoon, so that we will have established the budget plan. On Monday, we will begin working on the specifics of the bills. Hopefully, in a two-week period of time, we'll send something over to the Senate, and this will be done long before the due date of the expiration of so many initiatives. In terms of this meeting, the president was his usual values-based, knowledge-informed, and strategic thinking in his presentation. It was a joy to hear his commitment to meeting the needs of the American people. Open, as we all are, to bipartisanship, but nonetheless, and interested in getting results as soon as we can in the best possible way. We passed a reconciliation bill, and we will later today, to have as an option, we would hope we can proceed in a bipartisan way. And that was part of the thrust of our meeting with the president. Most of the time, the president heard from the leadership of our committees in the House, which are so our leadership is so beautifully diverse, representative of our country in every way. And I couldn't be prouder than to hear their values-based, knowledge-informed presentations to the president. So as we leave here, we do so happy that he's there, and the vice president, and that the Senate well into the early hours of the morning passed the bill that we will be able to finish off today. So again, we thank the president for his leadership, for the opportunity to share some thoughts with him, but more importantly, to hear from him about his vision for America. This